With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Who started this thing? With the Well, there was a woman on the plane who's just disgusting.
Right.
We want to know. We want to talk about people who are rude. What is the worst thing you've ever seen somebody do in public?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we and like. Maybe don't rat them out by name, or maybe you can if you want. This woman was on a plane. I can't even.
I know. Just really.
She's on a plane doing the, like, the cheese grater scraper thing on her feet.
Yes, not just painting her toenails. No, 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 it's that.
She's going... I've talked about this before. I have an Omopay at home, which is, like, a little grinder for your feet.
It's that's right.
And it's awesome. But, like, it's, like, foot dust flies around when you do this.
And you do it at home.
Yeah.
Not on a packed flight.
On a Delta Airlines flight from New York to Boston. And she's just sitting there. She doesn't care.
No.
She doesn't think it's rude to, like, have her foot skin. She got us inspired. We're going to let you have the radio station to tell somebody, to say what's the worst thing somebody does in public.
Yeah.
What for you?
It's kind of like that or anything with mucus. I know. Okay, question. What's, in your mind, what's worse? Someone who hawks up a loogie and then spits it on the ground or someone who swallows it?
Wait a minute. Oh.
Right, exactly.
How close am I to them?
Uh-huh.
Because if I'm super close, if I'm standing next to somebody,
okay,
hearing them swallow it would be pretty off-putting as well. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
But I don't... Dude, you... Oh.
I know.
You have a real trigger for mucus, man. You spit in public a lot, though.
I do because I smoke fast and my mouth waters, so I'll spit. But I don't spit snot.
Slim.
Yeah. I know. I got to stop that, too.
I don't have a problem spitting. I do think it's probably gross. Mm. It's not as gross as doing your feet on a plane, but
I'll
it's
give
like,
you that.
What do you want? So it's cold and flu time right now. So if I'm like, and something comes up, what am I supposed to do? If I'm standing in the middle of our parking lot, tell me, if you're about to call and say, worst thing someone could do is spit, tell me what to do with it. You tell me. Oh God, I'm sorry.
It's not you, man.
You're gonna make me bark.
I'm sorry. I know.
Oh,
I'm just picturing. Yep.
But I don't even think twice. I just immediately go, and then
be done.
But then it's like it's.
Uh huh.
It makes the sound on the ground, and then I'm sorry. Okay. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Let's see what else is on here. God, the first two have to do with it. Not cleaning up after your pet. Some people say that's the worst thing you can do in public.
Yeah, that's a good one. Child and pet.
Not cleaning up after your child. Like if you let your dog, I used to have a neighbor, not in my current house, but in my old house. I don't even know which neighbor it was, but they would walk their dog and right in the middle of my front lawn. Every day.
In the middle. And then walk away and not pick,
But I never could catch him doing it. So then I'm mowing my yard. It's like, and I'd get it. I'd hit it.
Permanent round stain. And
yes.
Then, yeah.
So I'm with that. If you got a dog, I had on my leash a little thing of baggies.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So I could just like, whenever I needed to pick up a poo, I was like on it.
Dude, there's neighborhoods that provide those bags for everyone.
My neighborhood
now. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a really terrible thing. Now, this one, I don't know if it's rude. Worst thing you can do in public, eat your hot, smelly lunch around other people. If you're having something that's smelly.
Okay, because, you know, often we'll eat in the studio and throw away the refuse in the studio, and then that kind of permeates the rest of the day. And I can't stop doing it. I know to walk this garbage down the hall. Don't leave it in here, but I can't.
I don't. If you want to eat, although, no. There was a girl who works here. She's going to text me. I don't have any choice. She got all into kimchi.
That's right.
And there was a day that I came into work and the elevator doors opened and I was like, something is dead inside the radio station. So I'm just walking around from, because I thought, if you've never smelled good kimchi, it smells, have you smelled a dead body before?
Uh-huh.
It's awful.
Uh-huh.
Kimchi smells exactly the same. And so I'm like, you guys, a rat has died in the wall. Something is in the wall, or there's like one of our bosses has been killed or something, but like there's a dead body in the radio station. And I walked everywhere. I finally walked by her desk and she's like, as I got closer, I'm like, oh my God, it's dead over here. She's like, no, I'm just having some kimchi. I'm like, yeah, you know.
And just relishing it as she's just,
yeah, it was all over a salad. It was, I mean, but it's not her fault. She's not a bad person, but do you think that's one of the worst? Like,
yeah, the bad
because
smell.
You know it smells that bad.
And I don't drink coffee, but when I leave at night now, I'll have to walk by the commissary. That's that third burner where they have it's always on, and it's always the empty pot, and it's just burning away back
It just
there.
Smells. It smells that, like death, yes. Bitter death hotness.
It's got its own.
Okay, there's another one that people are saying. Is flossing your teeth in public one of the worst things you can do?
Yeah.
Even if I'm using one of the sticks?
Yeah.
It is?
Kind of, because I can see what's getting on the stick and the string and the da-da-ba-da. Yeah, especially...
Because I do it all the... Like, I don't... I do the picks,
You do
though.
The picks, but I don't see you. You must turn around or excuse yourself. Because I know some people will get a big gob and, like, have to... look at what I... have to show it. It's like,
what do you do when you floss something big?
Flick it or just spit it. What do you do? What are you doing? What's happening? What are you doing it right now? I can tell you're doing it now. Well, don't, you're going to spit.
I'm the only person who will say this.
Oh, that's right. You swallow.
You eat it.
You eat it.
If you've
food.
Like pulled a big thing out of your teeth,
it's better.
And you
got to
keep using the floss stick. What I mean, 9 out of 10 people, you go and you buy, even though it's gross, even though it was like pulled pork from 3 days ago, you eat it. I'm not crazy. You eat it. Most people eat it.
I think you also eat these.
No, I do not eat boogers. Yeah. You want to go back to talking about phlegm?
No.
Accuse me of eating boogers again.
Can we get back to talking
about
flossing?
All right, so let's do this. We're giving you the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about flossing. We've talked about spitting. Feet. We can't talk about that anymore. Cleaning your feet.
Yeah.
You rat out what the worst thing you've ever seen done in public. Oh, I don't even. I just saw what we're about
what?
To do.
What
no.
Is it?
We
what?
Can't do this.
Oh, no.
Okay, Amelia?
Yay.
I don't want to even talk to you. What's the worst thing you saw?
Why? Okay, I take public transportation, right?
Uh-huh.
And there was kind of, she looked like she may have been homeless. She had sweats on. And she's sitting right in front of me, and she smiled at me, and I smiled at her, but she kept smiling, and I'm like, what the heck? You know, and... yeah, she got up. She had pooped her pants.
What was it? On the bus?
And then she moves over towards me.
Yay.
And I'm like, no, you're not sitting here.
What?
And she just stood there and looked forward, and somebody could tell that she had pooped her pants.
Jeez.
Yeah. They picked another lady up, and I tried to stop the lady from sitting.
Oh, God!
Oh,
okay.
She's sad.
Oh, my God.
That.
Yep, we're good.
Oh, big splatter.
Amelia, okay.
Like
thank you,
Rorschach
Amelia.
Test, probably.
That's
that light brown color, yellowish.
Oh, are you done?
Right. Yes. Okay, we're moving on.
Sam.
Yai.
Yai.
Worst thing you've seen in public.
Okay, so I used to be a server, and I remember one time this table put their baby on the table and changed the diaper on the table.
What
on
the table? Son of a, I'm saying I've done it in the booth.
Yeah, but on the seat.
On the seat.
Yeah,
right.
Booth,
but not on.
Yeah. I bet in the booth you even put the like.
Oh yeah, no,
down.
I put a whole thing down. Like my diaper bag had like a thing that unrolled. It was almost like a yoga mat.
Oh,
that you
nice.
Put underneath your kid.
There was no yoga mat beneath this child on the table.
Just
oh my god,
raw butt
bare
on
table.
Oh.
Well, and it was one that needed like 12 wipes too.
Oh man, yuck! And they didn't tip or squat. Probably
oh, god.
They probably didn't even order
they really
anything.
Didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, I've seen that in public. I'm like, really, people?
Not on the table. I've heard people say that, and I'm like, no parent would. But if you're a parent and you do that, you're
done.
You're definitely doing it wrong.
Right.
Thank you for the call, man. Kylene?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Worst thing you've seen in public.
Yeah.
Hi. So my ex-boyfriend used to think it was really, really funny to pick his nose and wipe it on me.
What?
I had like black clothes on or something, like he'd be going to church. And so
why?
Slimy, weird white thing on my face.
Okay. Nope. Why? Why? That's not funny.
Know. No, he thought it was great.
And you stayed with him for how many boogers did you get wiped on you?
Oh. I don't even know. We were together for like 4 years.
Okay, that's on you. That's on you.
Oh my
that's
God. On,
somebody wipes one booger on me, we're done.
Done.
Done, done.
Right?
Okay. Is he married now? Has he procreated?
Well, we have a child together.
Oh my gosh.
A little.
She's an angel. She would never think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Matt?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Worst thing to do in public.
Me and my wife had left a movie, a late movie. This was back when we were living in Virginia. Came out. She thought she had stepped in something. I come around and look. Someone had taken a poo in between our car and the car parked next to us.
What? A person?
Yes. What? A person. We had to wrap her feet. She left her $45-$50 pair of flip-flops there, and we just wrapped her feet in plastic bags.
Flip-flops.
So we could get home.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't want to step in poo in flip-flops.
They probably leaned against your car to like...
Held themselves up between the... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like back in the back end of the parking lot. Like, literally, we were the second row of cars, and you could see like the big glass front of Forever 21 at the mall. Like, someone... Like,
this is awful. Why? How do we get two poo stories in one? Thank you for the call, Matt. Who
are these people?
I mean, I thought spitting was going to be as hard as we... Okay. One more here. Jennifer.
Yay.
Worst thing you've seen in public.
All right. So when I was in high school, I went to a football game, and this guy who was on our from my school... missed the last pass, and we lost the game, and it was like a big rival. It was a huge deal.
Uh-oh.
And the kid who missed the pass, after he changed, he came out and he used one of the porta potties, and a bunch of his teammates went over and they knocked it over intentionally
with him inside.
Yes.
Oh God.
Oh
God.
So now we've got
all manner of awfulness.
I'll never forget that. I wish I could forget it.
That's good sportsmanship.
He will never forget it. There's no amount of shampoo that is going to make you ever feel right again. Oh.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.